Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1, you just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners as well. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen in every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No matter where you are, we are where you are. So we want you to stay connected and start following Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. So we are so glad to have you listening with us today. Amen. The message today will come from Luke today. Amen. Praise God. It's going to come from Luke, the second chapter today, and I'm going to go ahead and open it up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We just give you glory. We magnify your name, oh God. God, we just thank you for you're able to do all things, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us while we slept in slumber last night, Father. We thank you, Father, for watching over our families and our children, our grandchildren, our extended family. We thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no way, Father. Thank you, Father God, for being a way maker, a promise keeper. We thank you, Father God, for being our light in our darkness. Lord, we just give you praise, for you are worthy of all of our praises. You are an awesome God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. And Lord, we just said thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father God, that you're a God that can do all things. There's nothing too impossible for you, oh God. We just give you praise, and we thank you, Father God, that you are able to do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you never left us, that you never forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that you are a healer, a deliverer, Lord. We thank you that you are our provider, our source, our way maker. We just give you praise, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way for your children all over the land, Lord. We ask you to bless the souls of your people, oh God, all over the land. Meet every need of every household that's under the sound of my voice even now, Lord, whether they're on the web or whether they're listening on the phones, oh God, however they're listening, Father, if they come back even in the archives and listen, oh God, we ask that you will meet every need in the house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them lack for nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will save a soul. Save a soul right now, Lord, for your glory, God. Pull them out of darkness. Bring them to your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that their soul might be saved for your glory, oh God. God, we just thank you right now that you're able to do all things. Nothing is nothing too impossible for you, oh God. We just said thank you, God. We just ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to move on the behalf of your people all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just pray for peace. Let your peace fall upon the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you for peace, peace in the land, peace in the nation, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for it even now, Lord. We thank you for your holy word, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you back this word, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Decrease me and increase you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth through the airways, Father, with much power, much authority, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed, that we might live and have a new life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your holy name. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it and be thankful and grateful that God has allowed us to see another day and another Sunday in this last month of the year of 2017. We ought to have a heart that is grateful, a heart that is thankful unto God for what he's already done. Now let us got this far over the month because somebody didn't wake up this morning. So we need to give God praise and all things, giving thanks for another day. Amen. The message will come from Luke, the second chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 4, and the word of God reads, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angels of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shined around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass as the angel was gone away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the thing which was told of them concerning this child. Amen. That's the word of God for the people of God. Amen. The title of our message today is The Greatest Gift of All. The Greatest Gift of All. This is the Christmas season, and it's here. And many of us are purchasing gifts and buying all kind of gifts for family and friends for the upcoming Christmas holiday, celebrating Christmas. The Word of God tells us that a baby was born, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothing. He was the firstborn son of Mary. Jesus is the gift. Jesus was the baby that was born, who was wrapped, swaddling clothing, and laying in a manger because there was no room in the inn for him. The Bible tells us that the angels had told the shepherds to come and to see the baby Jesus that was in the manger. They presented him unto the shepherd, who wants you to come to see the greatest gift of all. You know, a lot of times we buy so many gifts. We try to buy the perfect gift for every person. We try to, sometimes we try to pay a lot of money for a gift. But here the Bible says to us that Jesus In other words, was the gift. And that he would bring good tidings and joy to all people. The greatest gift for all was for all people. You know, sometimes we buy gifts and we only buy gifts for our own. Sometimes we don't give unto others, but we receive. But here the Bible tells us that the greatest gift of all was born in a little town called Bethlehem. Not a very big town, not a very known town. We know that it was a kind of small town because it didn't even have enough room in the inn for Jesus to be born, that he was born in a manger. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the greatest Christmas gift or the greatest gift that you can give to anyone. And you don't even have to spend your money for that. You can give and share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Share it with your children. Share it with your grandchildren and your extended family. Give them a gift that will last a lifetime. You know, many times we take the gift and we buy people gifts, and sometimes they don't like the gift, so they take it and they recycle or they return it back to the store. You buy maybe your grandchildren, your great-grandbabies, you buy them many gifts, and you think you're buying that. They just gonna love it. It's just the greatest gift ever, and they play with it for about an hour. And all your money is just laying down there in the floor or out in the yard somewhere. But when you give somebody the greatest gift of all, when you give somebody the gift of Jesus, when you give that gift unto them, it's an everlasting gift. You can buy many gifts, but they're not everlasting. They won't last forever. So when Jesus, the Son of God, was born through the Virgin Mary and came down for the two generations, that was the greatest gift for the world because God had given his only Son that all that would believe in him should live. That's why the Bible said God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. That was a gift. That was one of the greatest gifts that any man or any woman, any boy or girl can ever see, is to receive the gift of Christ. Jesus is the gift from God, and he's the greatest gift. No matter what you buy, I've seen, you know, pictures of what people had, the beamers all dressed up in bows, red bows, and all kind of name brand purses and shoes and clothes and jewelry and all these things. But it don't last. It costs you a good penny, but it doesn't last. It's not an everlasting thing. But when you give somebody the greatest gift of all, the gift that came from heaven, the gift that came down and was born through the Virgin Mary, because the Bible says he was the firstborn son of Mary, and he came, hallelujah, he came into the world for, he was a savior for the world. He was a redeemer for the world. It says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He is the greatest gift that you can ever give to anyone. There's no gift no greater than this gift. Because when God sent forth his Son in the world, he sent forth his love through his Son. Greatest gift, the greatest gift of love that the world can't even understand, this gift of love. Hallelujah. We cannot understand this gift that costs us nothing. It don't cost us anything but to believe and to live and change our lives and live for Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. He came for all people. It said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. In other words, I bring you good news. I bring you great joy that a Savior has been born for all people. It said, for all people. It said, which shall be for all people. That's the world. That includes me, That includes you. That includes your children, your extended family. That includes every race and nationality of people. It said, which shall be all people. That includes everybody. This gift is for everybody that receives it. Who's got to receive the gift? See, many of us don't want to receive this gift. But it's the greatest gift in the world. If you ever receive this gift, you don't know Jesus. You ought to receive the gift today. You ought to receive the greatest gift in the world. Jesus. See, we want to receive many other worldly gifts and material gifts. But we don't want to receive the true gift. We are busy on Christmas Day unwrapping all of our gifts that others have given up to us. But why don't we unwrap this gift? Why don't we unwrap this gift? This gift that has life. This gift that has love. This gift that has faith and hope. And everything that you need is in this gift. And this gift will always be with you. It'll never leave you, never forsake you. It won't wear out. It won't tear up. It won't leave you. It's always there. Nobody can even steal the gift. It's yours if you receive the gift. It's the greatest gift in the whole world, and that is Jesus. He brought life into a world that was dying of its sin. That's a gift. See, that is a gift. The love of God is a gift. That's the gift through Christ Jesus was his love. When he sent forth his son down 42 generations, that we might receive the gift. It's a gift. Grace is a gift. Mercy, all that, that's a gift. And it's from God. And it all comes through the Son. The Bible says that Jesus would be the Savior. He would be the Savior of the world. Until you was born, a Savior. It's a gift. The Savior came for you. The Savior came for me. That we might live and receive the greatest gift of all, salvation. Through the Son of God. He was the Savior. He was the Redeemer that was born for the world. The Savior. The greatest gift of all. He is the greatest gift of all. He was the present on that day. And I know many say, well, he wasn't born on December 25th. But that's the day that's set aside. So we celebrate his birth. We celebrate his life. We celebrate his death. We celebrate all of that because it was a gift unto us that he came into the world as a baby, born through the Virgin Mary, that we might have life. This gift brought forth life and light into a world that was dying of its sin. The only gift that I know is Jesus that can bring life. You know, you get many gifts, and you're happy when you first open the gift, but after that, it's gone. But with Jesus, this gift, it gives you life before death and life after death. That's life in this gift. Love in this gift. If you receive the gift. It's everything that you need is in this gift because he was born as the Savior of the world. It is Christ, Lord. It's Jesus. There is no greater gift, and we have the ability and the knowledge just by the word of God. When you hear the word, you're responsible for the word. We are able to receive this gift because Jesus came. We are able to receive this gift. We are able to share this gift and give it to others on Christmas Day. We we can share the gift. It's not just for us to hold on to the gift, but it's for us to share the gift. The greatest gift of all, Jesus, was the greatest gift of all. Didn't cost us nothing, but yet he gave up everything for us. He came into the world that we might have life. And the angels, when they came and told him, you know, hey, I'm bringing you good news. I'm bringing you good news today that a Savior was born, that you might have eternal life. It was a Savior that was right, that came, that you might live through him. I'm bringing you good news. I'm bringing you good news that when Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came, he came for you and he came for me. He came for the world. I'm bringing you good news. See, I'm bringing you good news that lets you know that when Jesus came, he came for all. He didn't come for some. He came for all. And when he came that we can all have life and not perish. He was a Savior. This gift. He was the Savior. I'm bringing you good news. See, I'm bringing you some good news today. You know, most of the time we can cut on the TV and listen to the radio, and we can hear all kind of news on the TV. It ain't no good news. But today I'm bringing you some good news. Savior was born that you might live. A Savior came because he loved us. A Savior came that you might have eternal life. I'm bringing you some good news. I'm bringing you some news that will save your soul from sin and death. I'm bringing you good news. I'm bringing you tidings of good joy. I'm bringing you good news. I'm bringing you the gospel. I'm bringing you the news about Jesus, the Son of God, that was born for the world. The world through him might live. That's the greatest gift. That's the greatest gift of all. The Jesus sent by God for the world. The greatest gift. I'm bringing the good news. There's some good news right here. There's some good news that you can live again through this baby that was born in Bethlehem. Many years. No, he ain't no baby no more. He was a baby. He lived as a man. He died upon the cross that you and I might live. That's the greatest gift of all. He laid down his life. He came down from heaven for us. He didn't have no sin yet to redeem us from our. That's good news. That's some good news right there. That's some good news to know that I can live again and have abundant life here on earth because of a Savior that was born in Bethlehem many, many years ago for me and for you. That's good news. That's good news. That's why those shepherds say, you know, we better go over here and see about this thing. We better go see what they're talking about. See what they're talking about. We need to go and see this thing that came to pass, which the Lord has made known to us today, the good news that came to you. The Lord is letting you know that Jesus is the greatest gift of all and that he came for all people, every boy, every man, every girl. He came that you might be here. He came to save our life. Because that's what Jesus brought. He brought life. He brought love. That's what the Bible says. God so loved the world that he sent his son. That's why the Bible tells us that he manifested his love. He manifested Jesus through the virgin birth. That's good news. That's some good news right there. That's some good news that when you know Jesus. That's some good news. That's good news. I don't know about you, but that's good news to me to know that a Savior was born for me, a Savior that was born for you, a Savior that was born for the world. That's good news. I bring you good joy. tidings of good joy. To know that Jesus came for you. He came and he was born, he lived, he died, and he rose again, that you can live again, that you can experience the love of God, that you can have all of these things when you come to know him. That's good news. I don't know no better news than that. That's some good news. That's some good, good news to hear that the greatest gift of all was the Son of God. And that he came for the world, and he came through this virgin birth. And we have to receive this gift. We have to make room for him. You know, when he was in this little town, they didn't even have enough room for Jesus in his birth. Then he got born in a manger out there with the animals. But yet he was born. Yet he was born. That's good news. That's good news. They didn't have no room for him, but yet he was still born. That's good news. The greatest gift of all was born in a manger. Born in a manger with animals. They have room for him. I wonder, do you got room for Jesus? Do you got room for him? Do you have a gift for him? I mean, a Christmas tree and a tithe on an offering? He done gave you the greatest gift. The greatest gift of all. It's his birthday, and everybody else getting in the gift. A apostle was saying, it's his birthday, and everybody else getting the gift. Why everybody else getting the gift? It's his birthday. He was the greatest gift of all. Why are we getting the birthday? Why are we getting the birthday present? His birthday present to somebody else. That's what's wrong. That's good news to know that God loved us so much in this world, that we might could have life and have it more abundantly through him. You know, when those shepherds went and they came and the Bible said that, hey, some of them need to be what? Trying to get this gift that God has sent. Some of them need to be running. We're running off of everything. We ought to be running, trying to get Jesus. We're living in perilous times. We ought to be trying to get to the altar so we can get Jesus, get saved for real, and stop playing church and get the greatest gift. We need to get the greatest gift. We need to get Jesus in our life. We need to make a room for him in our life because he ain't there in some of our lives. We got some stuff in the house. But ain't Jesus. We need to be hasting. We need to be running, trying to get saved. He's a Savior, that you might be saved, that you might be healed, that you might be delivered and set free. Yet many people don't want this gift. They don't want it. They don't want to live right. They don't even want to unwrap it. They don't even want to hear about it. They don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Because Christmas has become such a worldly thing. It's just worldly material. It's just worthy. It's just worthy thing. But the true meaning of Christmas, the true reason for the season, is Jesus. It's his birthday, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We need to be hasting. We need to be getting our house in order. We need to be making room for him in our life. We need to receive this gift while we still got time. We need to receive the gift of Jesus. We need to receive the gift of salvation while we yet got time. It's for our people. All people, which shall be for all people. We came for the world. But we have to receive this gift. We have to want it. We got to unwrap this gift. But we don't want to unwrap this gift. I done brought you the good news. I done told you that Jesus came for the world.
I told you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they must receive the gift. You got to receive the gift. That's good news. Good news, if you receive that gift and you unwrap that gift this day. If you will unwrap the see the shepherds, they went to place and found Mary. And they found Joseph. And they saw the baby laying in the manger. So he ain't no baby no more. He's sitting on the right hand of father. But we have to look to him. We need to make room for Jesus in our life. We need to make him our Savior, not the world. But we need to make Jesus our Savior and unwrap the gift, the greatest gift of all. That's Jesus. He is the gift. I put on my Facebook page the other day, there's no gift that is greater than the gift of Christ himself. He gave himself. This that you want to receive, this is the gift that you want. Because it's ever given back unto you. This gift right here. Wherever, forever give unto you. Everything that you wrapped up in his gift. Everything that you need is wrapped up in Jesus. That's good news. That's good news to know that everything is wrapped up in Jesus. That's good news. I don't know about you, but that's good news to me. That's good news to know that Jesus came for all people. He came for all. He came for the sinner. He came for all. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We need to come. And we need to make haste. And we need to make room for him. Don't leave him out of Christmas. Because he's the reason for the season. We can't leave him out. He's the greatest gift of all. And that's good news. That's the good news unto man. That gift of salvation came down from heaven that we might live. Soul will not perish. That's good news. The greatest gift of all, the greatest gift that you can ever receive is Jesus. He is Lord. That's the greatest gift that you can ever receive. Is that gift. That gift right there. If you give that gift, give it to your grandchildren. Tell them the story. Tell those around you the story. You know, many times we worry about what we don't have in the holiday season. We worry about whether we got gifts for our grandchildren, whether we got money to buy this, or whether we got money to do that. But if we will receive the growth, if we will receive Jesus, he'll make sure you got what you need. Because he will be everything that you need when you receive this gift. If you would just hate, if you would just hurry and come and receive the gift. Stop unwrapping all that other foolishness. Stop it. It ain't from God. Put it back on the shelf and leave it there. It ain't God. Unwrap the things of God. Unwrap this gift. That's going to give you life. It's going to bring life into your life if you receive this gift. And I want to offer unto you, I'm bringing you good news. And I'm offering you the gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus came to be the Savior. He's the Savior of the world. That's what the word said. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was born. And he is the Savior of the world. But you have to receive the gift. You have to want it. You have to want this gift. You have to want it. Because he laid down himself. He laid down his life. This gift. He laid down his life that you might have life. that you can have everlasting life. But you got to receive the gift. If you receive this gift, and I want to invite you to receive the gift of salvation. Receive the Savior. Receive Christ the Lord as your Savior today. Receive the gift. Receive the greatest gift of all. Receive Jesus today. Receive Him today. Ask Him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Ask Him. Because that's what He can. You got to make haste. You got to do like the shepherd did. When they heard the good news from the angel, they moved, they hasted to go see, because it had been made known unto them. It's been made known unto you today, the good news, that Jesus, the Son of God, was a Savior that was born for the world. He was the greatest gift of all. And you can receive that gift today. You don't have to go spend no money for this gift. Can't nobody take this gift from you. This gift got everything that you need in this gift. If you need love, it's in the gift. If you need hope, it's in the gift. If you need whatever you need, it physically, mentally, or spiritually, it's in the gift. Life is in the gift. Hope is in the gift. It's all in the gift. Joy is in the gift. But you got to receive the gift. It's because it's being made known unto you today that Jesus is Lord and He is the Savior of the world. Savior of the world. He's the greatest gift of all. You have an opportunity today to receive the gift if you're not saved. Receive the gift. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask Him today to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. If you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised Him from the dead. I receive the greatest gift of all. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior today, as my Redeemer and my Deliverer today. If you said that prayer, and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, I want you to inbox me on More Truth. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you have received the gift, the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ, the Lord. That's the greatest gift. That's the best gift you will ever, 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 ever get in your life. It's that gift right there. Because it has everything that you need. And that's good news. To know that the Savior is everything that you need. Everything that you need is wrapped up in Jesus. Everything that you want is wrapped up in Jesus. Everything that you're seeking for is wrapped up in Jesus. That is in Him. There's no other way to get it but to receive Him as your Savior today. Unwrap this gift. The greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise. I do hope and pray that something was said here today. Amen. For you to receive the greatest gift of all. And if you are a backslider, it's time for you to come back. Come back to the Savior while you still got time. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins. You need to haste. And you need to make room for Him again in your heart. And repent with a garment of sorrow and come back for us to get it right. We're so busy caught up doing the world's way of doing things that we just done forgot about Christ in Christmas. We done forgot about it. We just done left him out. He ain't got no room. He ain't got no room in our heart. He ain't got no room in our mind. He ain't got no room in nothing that we do because we done put him out. And some of us ain't allowed him to come in. But today, receive the greatest gift of all, and that's Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. If you have received him, as I said earlier, just inbox me on Facebook and let me know so that I can get you connected to my leaders. Amen. And if you have received him, if you will just let me know. We just give God all the praise and all the glory as the angels glorify God. We give God all the praise. We give all the glory unto God. Amen. We just thank him even now for a soul that is saved. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. To God be the glory. VOT announcement. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to Prophetic Corner today from 5 o'clock. p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. with Prophetess Martha Williams. She is the first hour of the Hour of Power of Voice of Truth. It's the second half of the Hour of Power. Amen. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday night, we have at 9 o'clock p.m., One Word from the Lord is on the air live on Block Talk Radio with my leader, Apostle and Pastor Rob. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected to them. Amen. We want you to connect and follow and stay connected. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry live and on the air on Block Talk Radio at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. We want to encourage you to get connected, to stay connected. We also want to encourage you to become a partner, a wild partner, with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So we want to encourage you to get connected and become a wild partner and help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. And when you become a partner there, you will see many perks and partners. If you would just inbox me, if you would like to do that, and I will tell you how to do that. As always, if you need prayer, please inbox your prayer request to me on Facebook or Voice of Truth on Facebook, or submit your prayer request on votm.yodasite.com and submit your prayer request there, and I will keep you in prayer. We want to encourage you to follow, connect, and stay connected to these ministries: Without Walls, Prophetic Corner Ministry, One Word from the Lord, Faith Come by Hearing Ministries, and Voice of Truth. We are wherever you are. You can listen at home. You can listen in your car. You can listen on the go. Wherever you are, we are there also. And if you have been blessed by these ministries, we would also like to ask you to sow a seed of faith and expect a harvest. Amen. So you want to sow your seeds on fertile ground. So these ministries, Without Walls, have been a blessing to you. We want to encourage you to succeed. Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to get out of here. Amen. I am going to do the benediction. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. The greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now. To him that is able to keep you from falling, to resist you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. God loves you. We love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.